I want to talk to you about intercessory prayer, because intercessory prayer is praying for the lost. Last night we had unction, and again tonight, to pray for the lost and to send you out as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors to truth, to tell them the truth, to tell them that God loves them, tell them He's not mad at them. You know, people get God and Santa Claus all confused.
Yes, they do.
You know, Santa's the one making a list, checking it twice, trying to find out if you're naughty or nice. That's not God. God said your sins are blotted out. See, and if they'll believe that, if you'll tell them that, and they'll believe that, they can step into the kingdom. Then we can say, it is well.
Hallelujah.
See, it is well. It is. See, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. Now look what happened. When you stand in the gap, you stand in prayer. That's in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. I sought for a man to stand among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. What's going to happen if nobody stands in the gap? Therefore have I poured out mine indignation upon them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Did you know the day of God's wrath is coming? And he's looking for somebody that'll stand in prayer for those that don't know him. Now look at Job chapter 9. I love the book of Job. Job has been given the worst theological treatment. It's such a fine book. Chapter 9. Job realized that he needed somebody. And he cried out. See, I believe there are people crying out in this city for you to come tell them that God's not mad at them.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that. Said, I'm afraid, verse 28, of all my sorrows. I know thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? In other words, if there's no rescue, no deliverance and freedom, why try to live right? I mean, if hell is all there is, or death is the end of life and there is no afterlife, then he said, just live, eat, drink, be merry, and go for it, you know. He said, if I'm wicked, why then labor I in vain? He says, if I wash myself with snow water, make my hands ever so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. New Testament says, not by works of righteousness, which I've done, but according to his... Can you see Job's heart? He said, if I washed with snow water, he saw the futility of his own effort. You know, life is futile without Jesus. Then he says of God, he's not a man as I am, that I should answer him, that we should stand together in judgment. Neither is any daysman between us that might lay his hand upon us both. One translation adds to that, would that there were. I like that. A daysman is an umpire. An umpire represents both teams. If he doesn't represent both teams, they get rid of him. And Job said, God is not a man. In other words, we're not on even plane. He's like a saw in the park. If you put a 200-pound man on this end, then the little kid who's only 9 is going to be way up in the air. And Job said, in spite of all my effort trying to balance out my life with God, I can't break even. I keep going up and down. Now, you know why people drink? I can tell you. They're hunting satisfaction, but they're hunting it in the wrong place. And other things, too. Then he said, there's not a daysman, there's not an umpire. See, someone to represent Job who's already declared, I've tried everything, see? And someone to represent God. Someone to stand in the gap. Who's he looking for? He's looking for Jesus. Now, you look at Isaiah 59. I like the song. I think Steve Green sang it first. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. Isaiah 59. This chapter talks about sin, verse 2, but your iniquities have separated between you and God. Verse 12, our transgressions are multiplied before thee. Then God said, he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his arm brought salvation unto him and his righteousness, it sustained him. So when God saw sin, saw the imbalance between he and man, and he looked at this gap, and there's nobody in that gap. There's nobody. Job said that somebody might lay his hand upon us both. In other words, somebody might take Job by the hand and God by the hand and bring the two together.
Amen.
And Job said, where's the umpire? Where's the umpire? And God said, he looked and he said, he saw there was no umpire. No intercessor to bring man and God together.